Following a touch of mild weather, it's back to winter cold for the next several days. Arctic air is rushing into the region right now, and it will stick around through the weekend into early next week. A cold front is working its way to our east. That is opening the door to that cold air. Temperatures tonight will drop off into the teens and 20s, and the wind will be gusty through the night into the day tomorrow, gusting at times in the range of 40 to 50 miles per hour from the west-southwest, which may lead to some isolated power outages. A wind advisory is in effect for much of northern New York, including areas from the Mohawk Valley on north into the Adirondacks, and also from the Lake George Saratoga region on north right up to the Canadian border. The wind advisory is also in effect for southern Vermont. So in those areas, the wind is most likely to be gusting to near 50, but even outside of the wind advisory, winds will be on the gusty side through the night into the day tomorrow. Now, with the rush of cold and those gusty winds, we are looking at lake effect snow that will develop all off the Great Lakes coming up tonight into tomorrow. A lake effect snow warning is in effect for the western Adirondacks. Lake effect snow advisories are in effect farther north and east. And with that west-southwesterly wind, the Adirondacks stand the greatest chance to see accumulating snow that could be heavy in spots. But even farther east, sometimes those snow showers and squalls will break off. So even through the Champlain Valley into the Green Mountains, be aware that snow, showers, and squalls will be likely. And basically anywhere north of about I-90, there is that chance for some snow showers at times tonight into tomorrow. Now moving into Friday, a storm will work to our south, heading south of Long Island off to the northeast. The storm is mainly holding offshore, but it may come far enough north to bring some light snow late tomorrow night into Friday morning for portions of the lower Hudson Valley, perhaps up into the mid-Hudson Valley, and also into portions of Connecticut, and it might even brush the Pioneer Valley with some light snow, but the timing is bad as it will come around or a bit before the morning commute. Elsewhere on Friday, some snow showers and squalls are still possible due to some lake effect snow. And then on Saturday, a more substantial storm will emerge off the southeast coast. That's likely to bring accumulating snows to portions of the southeast. At this point, most of the computer models keep that storm offshore, but it is something that will need to be monitored over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mainly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, windy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy, with a few flurries, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, with highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers and highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.